Okay. All right, Colt Nichols, it was a Blue Crew night tonight. You and Dylan, 1-2. Justin wins the 450 for the Yamaha wins a 450 main event, I think, for the first time in 5 years. And you win your first one, man. Nice job.
Yeah, that was incredible, man. It was definitely Team Blue Crew tonight. Yep. But it was great, man. Me and Dylan, I had no idea really what place he was in, but I could kind of see him a little bit.
But you knew it was him?
Yeah, I kind of knew it was him. I was going through the rhythm section, and I could kind of catch him a little bit jumping over the little tunnel. So I kind of knew he was up there towards the front at some point. It was just, man, it was a really cool night for everyone at Yamaha, and incredible.
All of us experts going in, of course. I use that quote loosely. AC, McElrath, Dylan, you were all talking about that. Okay, Colt's fast. Did you feel a little under the radar coming in? I don't know how much shit you pay attention to that stuff, but.
Yeah, I mean, always underdogish. You know, I don't really think anybody really has me pegged for like a title favorite, if you will, you know, coming in. But it's just because there's a lot of guys that have been doing this for a long time, and they've been there consistently, and I haven't. You know, the past few years, I've kind of been hit and miss, and injuries have plagued my career a little bit. So I was fine with that, though. I kind of knew
that. Doesn't bug you.
No, I knew that coming in, and, you know, obviously the focus kind of shifts now with the red plate and things like that. But that's a privileged position. You know, that's what I've always wanted. So we're going to try to run them, just embrace it and run with it.
I was watching you early in the main event, and you were putting up second. You had the best time early on in the main event. And, dude, it didn't look like you were really pushing. You're a smooth, technical kind of rider anyways. But, man, it just didn't look like you were even trying one of those nights where everything came together.
Yeah, it was, man. It was. It seemed everything was really fluid. You know, it seemed to come pretty easy. I had a few little moments in there. But
oh, did you? I didn't notice anything.
Yeah, just a few little ones. You know, I obviously kind of noticed. I'm sure it wasn't anything as big as some of the other guys maybe had, but yeah, I was able to really just stay focused on what I was going to do, and it ended up working out. You know, I just really, really tried to ride my own race and hit my lines every single time, and it was hard to do on a track like that, but I was able to pull it together.
Technical track, huh?
Yeah, very. Technical A1. Even press day, I was like, wow, I'm kind of surprised with this, but it made it fun, though. You know, I like that. Usually, it's pretty simple, and you kind of just go do everything first lap, so that made it fun, a nice challenge for, I think, all the riders, and I think we all liked it.
How tough was the double out of the turn on your bike in the rain?
Yeah, that was pretty tough. But honestly, I was like, if I'm struggling, I know some other people really are, because our bike is so fast. So it was getting really tough by the end of the main. I think mainly just because the turn was getting so messed up, not necessarily the rain. But, yeah, that one was a tough one.
Years ago, Big Nasty, he's down in Costa Rica, and he's telling me about this guy, Colt Nichols, and like he races arena cross, but he's good. And I'm like, okay, whatever, Big Nasty. Like, who knows, you're drinking too much pina coladas, but here you are, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny, man. I really love that guy, Big Nasty. Yeah. I haven't seen him in a while, but
got married.
Yeah, I know. That's awesome. Yeah, congrats to him. But, yeah, man, it's been a long journey. You know?
Not a traditional journey. Arena Cross, no. I don't remember you as an amateur too much. Or maybe you were fast. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
And then Arena Cross, and then maybe sort of doing the Costa Rica thing. Not a traditional journey.
No, not at all. I mean, that's why the Costa Rican thing was such a blessing, just because it gave me an opportunity to still race a motorcycle and make some money. And otherwise, dude, I had no opportunity to go anywhere to do anything. So I was really blessed that opportunity came about and got to go with some really great people, and that kind of led to some other things. And it's definitely been a journey, but man, this is makes it all worth it.
Yeah, like Nick and Nasty were like, dude, Nichols is good. Like he needs a shot, he needs a chance. And I'm like, okay, all right, whatever. Yeah. Like so it's cool, man. Yeah, it's neat to see.
Yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate it. The breakout year was 2016 for me, getting that Cycle Trader deal, and it just kind of kept going. Luckily, that led me with Star, and then these past 2 years, I feel like we had it, but it was just, you know, things that obviously derailed the whole system. But yeah, it feels great to come back from it and cherish this moment right now for sure.
What percent does Will Hahn get of this win?
He actually gets a lot, man. He's been putting in some work. Yeah, I mean, I actually really enjoy working with Will a lot. He's been great for our team, and I mean, I think it shows our whole team has been working really, really hard. And for me and Dylan to go 1-2 at the first round, I think is a true testament to that.
Does he start telling you all the time about how when he won the title? Does he throw out how he won the title all the time?
I mean, of course, he's a has-been, of course, but I mean, that's all right though. I mean, reliving the glory days, but it's all right. It helps me out. So
cool. Yeah. Well, congrats. I think a lot of people are happy for you in the pits, and thanks, man.
Yep, thanks, Steve. Cool.